Welcome back to the Coffee Hour with Sarah.
And Andy. The Coffee Hour is underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
I love talking to people from around the world, either missionaries or people that come to visit us from places outside of our little American bubble. So in studio with us, we have Pastor Martin Paul, who's pastor of St. Paul's German Evangelical Lutheran Church in Pretoria, South Africa. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's really cool to have you in studio and be able to learn a little bit more about our partner church, the LCMS partner church, with the synod that you belong to in South Africa.
And bonus, really cool accent, too.
Right? I know. So jealous. Tell us just briefly a little bit what led to becoming a pastor.
Well, growing up, I pondered the question quite oftenly, whether I should become a pastor. For one or other reason, I felt like that's what I should be doing, especially being a small child. When I was asked, what am I going to be becoming? And I said, a pastor. Well, quite obviously, that's becoming a pastor. But then growing up, I put that question away, answered it differently, and then, yeah. Quite eventually, starting with my studies in Pretoria, which was actuary, I stopped that and knew that my calling was in the ministry.
Sure, sure. And so you're serving a church in Pretoria.
That's correct.
Right now. Tell us a little bit about the people at the church where you're serving.
Okay. Most of the people from that I'm serving at this point in time come from the different... originally come from the different congregations of the Veldsesa, moving towards the city, job opportunities, and have studied in Pretoria, and they eventually end up staying there, working there. I serve in a congregation where all of them are German-speaking originally, mm-hmm. Although they converse in different languages as well. Our church service is mainly done in German.
Yeah, and there's... There's different churches for different languages then in Pretoria area?
Yes. Also interconnected in our congregation, we have right next door a service in Afrikaans and then just down the street an English service.
Now you mentioned Veldsesa.
Yes.
Are other church bodies like us in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we quite often refer to it as the LCMS, and there are other church bodies here in North America that... Wisconsin Synod and in ELS and a whole host of other church bodies. Is that typical in the rest of the world, or at least in your part of the world, that everybody refers to their church body by these short little names that we've given them, like Veldsesa?
Yeah, it's probably true. Even in our country in South Africa, there are different other Lutheran churches. There is the one sister church that we have is the LCSA, Lutheran Church South Africa. They have a very similar history to ours, but very early on have gone into a different route, different direction. Yeah.
We were talking earlier about your congregation, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and who makes up this congregation. What is congregational life like there beyond Sunday? Well, including Sunday morning, but yes. What is life like at St. Paul's?
Yeah, we have a lively youth ministry. For us, that's also very important. Many of the students come to Pretoria to study there at the university, and they serve at our congregation, and we have Bible study on Tuesday evenings. We have a youth program over the weekend, but then also in the different other ministries, children's ministry, and also at the also very important to us is the elderly people at the congregation tend to their needs, and we constantly want to engage them, especially with the young people, to go out into the area to serve the people there who are in need, diaconal work. That's very important for us to be out in the community as well.
Absolutely. And you're your youth ministry, I think, to us in the States, or at least in the LCMS, is more of a young adult age group. What kinds of things do those youth, the youth group do? Are there like outings or things like that?
It depends on which part of, on which calendar a month we find ourselves, and we have both. I think outings are also important. We love going on camps where we go away from the city, but then also over the weekend, where it's not possible to go too far off, we tend to do this or that in the city, either gatherings at different places, recreational work, but then also we have many, especially at the beginning of the year when the students get to know each other, we have many sport events, playing sport together.
Sure. And you're very close to the University of Pretoria.
Yes, that's correct.
So is there any campus ministry that you do then?
Yes. Actually, in the past 3 years, we've been doing campus ministry with Dr. Jacob Cousine, mm-hmm. Coming from the States. Unfortunately, that has come to an end now. But focusing on that work, we went out with these congregations together with Dr. Cousine. We tried to focus on reaching new people, doing mission amongst people who do not belong to our church, mission focused. That has taken up good, and now we're pondering the question, how are we going to fulfill that in the near future? Yep.
What is the Lutheran presence in South Africa? What does Lutheranism look like in South Africa today?
I think even for many South Africans, they don't know what that means. they've heard about the man Martin Luther, and especially it's quite interesting for the Reformed, which is the main denomination amongst the Christians in South Africa. When they hear Lutheranism, they say, oh, okay, Martin Luther, I've read quite a few things about him and I like him. Mm-hmm. So it's if they like or don't like him, it's almost, or know them and like him. Other than that, no. It's only if the people have come into a, gotten to know a community that were Lutherans, that they were able to get to know what Lutheranism is all about.
Okay, I've got to ask, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the eastern part of South Africa. It's very close to the Swaziland border.
What
are you imagining this in your head?
I know, I'm trying to picture this. So how did the German language become a part of your life and your ministry?
Well, when we, our forefathers, had, having Louis Harms sent them from the Hermannsburg mission, they were sent to South Africa to start a mission work, and my forefathers are part of that movement. And for whatever reason, we kept our language. I grew up speaking German. My father grew up speaking German, and we can go back till 1843.
So the German language spoken in church. What about in the rest of your life, in your daily life outside of the parish life?
Yeah. It depends really on whom you're meeting. Whenever I meet a South African who can speak German, we will converse in German. but if that's not the case, we'll either speak Afrikaans or English. But mostly we'll speak German, but as soon as it becomes academic or even outside of church, that is, or even if it becomes technical, one quite often switches back and forth between Afrikaans and English and German. Yeah.
How many languages do you speak?
Three languages.
Three.
Yeah. And we're interviewing in the third best,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's so correct.
Which is really impressive. I wish I knew three languages.
I do too. I'm just fascinated. But you mentioned that your forefathers spoke German and you retained that language. How do you think that makes a difference in the life of the life of the church, the life of the congregation, and what you teach as well? Retaining the German language?
I was pondering the same question now when I met Dan. I think for our community, it's still part of who we are. But acknowledging and realizing that it limits our abilities to go out into the community, and it limits also the way in how we can reach people. Having said that, I think it's still important to recognize and realize, to take the youth, for example, they're still, whatever activities they take part in, it's still being done in German, but they are a lively group, a big group. And I think a main part of that is having that in how they grew up in. Having it in German. But I think important is that we do acknowledge and realize the limitations. And I think we still, day after day, have to ponder that and see how one can go about it. Yeah.
Sure. Very, very quickly, we're almost out of time. But what do you enjoy most about being a pastor in the Felsisa?
Being able to serve in a confessional Lutheran synod, and with that said, being able to proclaim Christ, especially in my setting, to be able to proclaim Christ and to care for people who have Christ as their Lord.
Pastor Paul, it's been an honor and privilege to have you in studio with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.